I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah,
right.
You know. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
What happened?
Well, that's the name of the song.
Oh, well, I got that.
Yeah. It just came to my mind. Huh?
Did it? Yeah. Did it? Really? Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Any clue why we'd be playing this?
This is a Brenda Lee?
Yeah.
Is this her birthday? Did we miss that?
No. It's in honor of Hank Williams Jr.
Okay. I didn't think that sounded like Hank.
No, but Bo Cephas apologized for using an analogy to Adolf Hitler in discussing President Obama.
He obviously didn't hear you yesterday, you know, your appeal for reason.
Yeah. Well, that did prompt ESPN to pull the classic intro song to Monday Night Football this week. Williams said in a statement posted on Facebook and his... Oh, that is enough, Brenda.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, Brenda. Come back when your voice changes, girl.
And she was only 15 when she recorded that song.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Said in a statement posted on Facebook and his website that his passion for politics and sports, quote, got the best or the worst of me, end quote. So Hank Jr. says he's sorry. So sorry. Speaking of... people who are sorry are actually not sorry, but could have been. Lottery officials in Georgia say a store clerk's mistake actually worked out for a woman. 44-year-old Kathy Scruggs matched all of the winning numbers in the September 14th multi-state Powerball drawing. She said she'd requested a Mega Millions ticket, but wound up with a Powerball ticket instead and accepted that as well.
Yeah.
And she matched all the numbers.
Powerball is... That's the biggest, right?
Mega Millions and Powerball, they're both multi-state lotteries.
Okay.
She selected the cash option and the mistake and her option to keep the ticket that she really didn't want before taxes, rather, $15 million.
Wow.
Says she's been looking for a job. Not anymore. Now plans to buy a car, travel, and help her family and others. We'll see how long Kathy Scruggs can hold on to her lottery winnings.
You ever seen that show about the millionaires who...
Yeah, the lottery changed me those lines. I haven't seen it, but I haven't seen the show. I've just seen it in the guide. Have you ever watched it?
Oh yeah, it's funny to watch. Funny and sad because they'll go find these people that have these big dreams and they'll go out and spend $20 million starting up their hunting ranch or something, and they'll have no money after year two or something like that. You know.
Well, you know, and obviously they would not go out and find somebody that says, you know what, I invested well. I've taken care of my children. I've started charitable foundations. I mean, because that doesn't make for good television.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they're not going to find somebody that says, I am well adjusted. And, you know, people that come to me, you know, seeking money, I have a process that they have to go through. I am taken care of for the rest of my life. My family is taken care of. You know, they're not going to be interested in something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, they want to find the train wrecks.
It didn't work out for Hurley on Lost.
Really?
I know. You didn't watch Lost.
I never watched it.
Did you watch Lost?
I did, absolutely. Great show.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. I'm the only one of the three that have watched Lost, so when I say it, you know, I get, you know, just blankness.
My wife watched it.
Yeah, yes. Well, then Lost people know about Hurley. He won the lottery, but he had issues.
He ended up on an island, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they all did, didn't they?
Yeah.
One of the shows that I have started, that I've started watching, that I'm notoriously late on getting to shows. But I've started watching because it's available on Netflix, and that's Mad Men.
I've heard all about it, but never watched it.
I was talking about it with Jamie last night. I'm only up to about episode 5 or 6 of season 1. And I said, I can't explain why I like this show, but I just do. It's hip. It's cool. It's in a time period that.
Well, you're hip and cool.
Well, yeah. You're hip. You're with it. Depends on who you ask. It's a different time period, different world. It's very well written, very well done, at least what I've seen so far. The only thing is, oh my goodness, does it make me want to smoke again?
Oh, really?
I'm looking at this.
Back in the day.
They're in every scene, buddy. Uh-huh. I mean, roll out of bed, grabbing one off the nightstand. That's how often they smoke. And everybody smokes in this show.
Yeah.
And it's challenging every fiber of my being. I'm thinking, I quit far too long ago, but I'm looking at that thinking, oh, that looks delicious right now. Cause it's not like I'm watching it in, you know, middle of the day. I'm watching it in the evening. You know, it's the evening hours.
Yeah.
Kind of winding down.
Yeah.
And that was when a cigarette was always fantastic. And, oh my goodness.
Well, you know, Frito over on Kenny 95 is a huge fan of it. And he makes jokes every now and then that, He says, I want to have a Don Draper Day. How you say
Draper.
It? Draper. There we go. And he says, I wonder if I could just sit at my desk and drink a glass of whiskey or something. <You know? laughs>
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. These people drink like fish, and it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, you know, it just, they're drinking and smoking in every scene. I'm thinking, you people know what coffee is? Have you ever thought about that?
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is a great month. The month of October is Karastan month. What is on sale?
Well, we have huge discounts with Karastan during the month of October. And we also offer 3 years free financing. No cost to the customer, free financing for 3 years. Karastan's known for having the best styles, the best products out on the market when it comes to carpet. The new DuPont Serona fiber is almost impossible to stain. Pet stains as well. The other thing about the Serona fiber is that it's very wear resistant. It's hard to wear it out. There's every type style you can imagine in the DuPont Serona fiber. There's some frisé or shaggy shag type looks. There's also pattern products, things that have very nice patterns, cut and loop, cut piles, all type. Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass. Beautiful.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org.
721, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And one of the things we were talking about smoking just a minute ago, besides higher health-related costs, business owners have another reason to find out if a potential hire is a smoker. A new study, and this is all it says about it, a new study that was done in England says they work about an hour less a day.
Well,
that kind of stands to reason, because if you go outside and you smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, and at the same time, does that account for the person who doesn't smoke but is on Facebook? Doesn't smoke but is playing games online?
Sure.
What if you do all three? You know, then it becomes office space. Yeah, I work about 15 minutes, then I just kind of stare for the rest of the day.
Uh-huh.
And we all know people like that.
So. In my office, I hear the words with friends ding pop up on a co-worker's phone about every 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't they know they can turn that off?
Apparently not.
Do they care?
Apparently not.
Are you a words with friends guy?
I used to be until I actually think I had games going with Chase Murphy at one point.
We did.
Until he destroyed me every time, and I just felt unintelligent.
I got games going with Chase, but I don't know. I think he quit me.
I got burnt out.
Oh, did you?
Honestly, I think I had about 15 games going at
well,
one time.
Well, that's too many.
And yeah, I did. Yes. I mean, I was running out of words.
Yeah.
But I wasn't running out of friends, at least according to that game.
Uh-huh.
But I was definitely running out of words. And so it just got exhausting after a while. I'm thinking, you know, I walked away from it. And as I've said before, I've said on the radio before, and Jordan, I'm pretty sure I didn't destroy you. I may have just gotten lucky a couple of times because apparently people think that because, hey, he's on the radio, he works with words all the time, he ought to be pretty good at this. He looks good on paper. And that's why I said, then when you see my performance in Words with Friends, I really became the coach. I was the Coach Fran of Words with Friends. Looked good on paper, looked like I ought to be successful, and then it just all fell apart.
You're making me feel better, Chase.
Well, yeah. What else can you say?
Yeah.
All right.